Welcome to Elder Times, a program where we learn about the history of Net Lake through the voices in our community. Today we'll be talking with Ken Boney. This will be part three of a series of four interviews.
Chief started to phase out when I was around here, when, because I didn't really didn't find out who was the chief. Some said it was my grandfather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then some said it was Bill Johnson, you know. And some said there was that Roy up here. Charlie Roy, but I really didn't know. I didn't know who was really the chief, you know. Phase out, and I guess it's because I suppose, you know, everybody was pitching in from, you know, instead of having one, you know, they have a bunch of guys, medicine men together, you know, and that way. So they, you know, that's the way they. Well, long ago, they used to have chief, you know, and he was a chief that made sure that everything was, you know, done in his way.
Oh,
well, they had some elders go out and look at the lake, you know, and they'd see what the area, which area was getting ripe, you know, and then they'd tie something on a stick, you know, and, like a banner or something, I mean, like when I'm gone, you know, and they tie it on a stick and then just stake that area out.
Oh, so like if there was like a stick, some certain sticks with those cloths on them, people knew that they couldn't go past that?
Yeah, go so far that way and just rain that way. You would have them staked off, you know. I remember that. Then we used to drive up to the ripe areas. People respected things back then, you know. But now, they'd probably just go in and knock the heck out of, you know, some green rice nowadays. They respected things back then. And that's why this lake was so good, you know, because, you know, they respected that this is a spirit lake here. It's always going to be. There ain't nothing ever going to change it. And the way you treat it is going to determine what kind of crop you're going to have. Because I know that for a fact. I'm a spiritual leader now. And I know, I heard them old guys talk about it. So, that this is a spirit lake. And the way you treat it is what you get. You got to have a feast first, you know, before you go on the lake. That's what they used to do long ago. And they had perfect weather. They never had no storms or anything. The water jungles were mostly for the Midday ceremonies, yeah. But these ones here, that's all they use, the regular drums, you know, for the drumming ceremony. And a ceremony, back then, I was never allowed to go to that drumming ceremony. They used to have for, I believe it was 3 days. Used to have a drum ceremony here, you know, and I could hear those drums going day and night, you know. It was down in that area someplace, you know, probably over where that old field used to be, you know. Yeah, you could hear those drums going.
Okay. That would be that, where Ken's, I'm just going to point this out, where Ken's pointing at is that in between Drums and Albert Strong's old place, there used to be a field there, and that's where he's pointing at, just like a reference.
Yeah, they had it for 3 days and three nights, and they were pretty strong in that, so that day, I was invited recently to one in Cass Lake, but I couldn't make it, you know. This guy come up with his spiritual lady coming with me. He wanted me to come up there because he knew that I was a spiritual leader. He wanted me to come up to that ceremony. Then he asked me long, said, "How long ago since you've had a ceremony up here?" I said, "I don't know." I was a young kid. I remember the last time it was, right? I knew about, you know. I said, ever since then, it's been gone. They were told to leave that island strictly, you know. No hunting on there or nothing. You can put tobacco there, you know. If you want to fast, you could fast right on that island. Of course, me, I didn't go there. Me, I went to across the lake, you know. So but that's what they used it for, you know, long ago. And nobody ever hunted, you know, they don't now, you know. There's shell casings all over the place now, I suppose. Yeah, and that, they respected everything back then, and that was one reason why this lake was strong and nice and all that, you know. They had lots of game here and over here. But to this day, I was told to go bless a spiritual thing because I had to do a ceremony, you know, but some during my for my use. They said you got to go spirit. There's a serpent. Serpent over here by Lost River. He said, you go over there and feast it, and then you come back, then you have a dream. And sure enough, the next night I had that dream. It was like that, you know. I knew that I came in contact with that serpent over there. It's a big one, you know. And you know how big that was? I really shouldn't say, but you know what they call a Loch Ness monster, you know, the thing? Yeah, they try and catch that Loch Ness monster, you know. They'll never catch him. That's a spirit. So it's the same over here. Bigfoot, same thing. They'll never catch that. That's a spirit too. They see him for a while, once in a while, you know. He's gone. I was asked if there's, see, I'm a native healer too, you know, besides of being a spiritual leader, and I'm able to do funerals, and I'm a Medea priest, they call, you know, I help put those people through the Medea lodge, and they asked me one time, they said, is there anybody coming up beside you, you know, I said, no, that I haven't seen anybody, I said, that could take, take over, like, you know. I'd be glad to teach, I said, you know. I'd be glad to teach what I know, sort of like a mentor. But I said, lately, I said, I haven't seen nothing at all because, you know, they must have dreams, I said, you know. But they just put it all in their minds, you know. They don't know, they don't want nothing to do with it. You get spiritual dreams. A spiritual dream is, you remember every detail. If a spirit comes up to you and hands you an object, that's what you remember. You'll never forget it. And that's what it means by, you know, a spiritual dream, you never forget it. Oh, everybody dreams, you know. You just forget about it the next day, you know, the dream. Yeah. But the one you remember is a spiritual dream. Well, that's the one that, you know, to hang on to and to have interpreted. And then you can, have it interpreted. Maybe it means that spirit told you that you're getting this, you know, you're okay. getting, you know, that responsible or something, and you need to help your people. Well, they tell you they'll get you go get a pipe, you know, or a small drum or something, and you make it yourself, and you know, that's what they call a spiritual dream. Vision too. Vision is about the same, you know. You see that spirit come and give you some. But then, you know, you gotta be pretty well set in your way too, you know. You gotta learn to respect things, you know, because they'll know when you know what you are. You can't fool them. What's in your heart is what they go by. If you love people, they'll know. If you hate people, they'll know. And if you're just around, just to maybe they'll know too. Okay. So that's one reason why there is no more. I told that guy, I said, there is no more. It's anyone I've seen that coming up that can replace that. And I said, you know, that my knowledge, I said, otherwise I'd be glad to help. But because, you know, they probably have dreams. They just forget about them. They don't want them. It's responsibility or whatever. or they don't want to. So you just kind of want it, you know, if you want to help your people. He's the one that's going to decide that. We call them Gajem when they do.
You have been listening to Elder Times, brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and KBFT 89.9 FM, Boisfort Tribal Community Radio.